This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa State Fair, August 13th through the 23rd in Des Moines. Visit iowastatefair.org to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, like soybeans and corn, the wheat market found support after the 4th of July holiday as traders reacted to weather concerns in Europe. While some of those early gains have faded in the week since, uncertainty surrounding production overseas continues to provide a bullish influence. Even though Iowa grows relatively little wheat, changes in the wheat market can still influence corn prices as grain markets often move together. We'll get some analysis on the situation next.
Get in the fair spirit at the Iowa State Fair and save before you go. The countdown is on to the Iowa State Fair, and now's the time to plan ahead. With advance admission tickets, lock in your visit before you arrive and step into 11 days of live music, fair traditions, incredible food, and summer moments you look forward to all year long. Save $5 now. Advance tickets are available now at iowastatefair.org, on the app, and at participating Iowa Hy-Vee and Fairway stores. Celebrate fair spirit at the Iowa State Fair.
August 13th through the 23rd.
European weather has become one of the biggest stories for wheat traders this week. Oklahoma State University's Assistant Professor of Crop Marketing, Todd Hubbs, tells us that the early harvest reports suggest that recent heat has trimmed yields in parts of Europe, although the overall impact is still being evaluated.
There's probably been a lot more supply damage for corn in the EU than wheat. There has been some. It was hot, Europe, and they're not used to that kind of heat. Apparently, they don't have air conditioners, which is just insane. Whatever. It was hot, hotter than they're used to. And they got some early harvest in southern France. It sounded like maybe the yields weren't where they liked, but the quality was good. And they were expecting better yields as they moved north. You know, I think those kind of reports coming out of France are going to be early telltale signs of what maybe the EU in general will do. There's some concerns about Eastern Europe wheat crop.
Hubbs says that there are legitimate concerns about the European crop, but the market has also to contend with the continued competition from the Black Sea region. Supplies from Russia and Ukraine remain available, which could limit how much higher wheat prices can climb.
So I think we're seeing a rally based on that. There's still strong competition out of the Black Sea area. There's been movement on the Russian crop a little bit, but it's still at or near where they were last year. The Ukraine's still there. They've gotten into their kerfluffles ongoing. It seems to have accelerated a little bit, but they're still moving wheat. I think with what we saw in the Middle East, North Africa wheat crops this year, good. Maybe a little bit of loss in the EU, but still stuff coming out of the Black Sea. Maybe some of this is a little bit of a weather speculation event, but I think we're probably looking okay. Not a lot of loss as of right now. It could be worse.
But even if Europe has a poor crop this year, Hub says it's difficult for U.S. to fill much of that gap. Shipping costs and geography favor supplies that are closer to many of the world's largest wheat buyers.
I think it's going to be difficult. I think mainly because, you know, we have good demanders here in the Western Hemisphere, Mexico. We sell wheat to a lot of different people, and we have good quality wheat, and our HRW goes to a lot of different places. But some of the big demanders are much closer to the Black Sea suppliers and the EU too. And I think we saw oil prices fall dramatically. We've had a setback in the Iran conflict. They're starting to move back up. We saw some stickiness in diesel and fuel prices in general, and this will flow through to shipping costs. I think our competitiveness on the world market, when you consider how much it is to ship, and the decent crops and some of the demanders, places like Turkey and North Africa. So I think it's going to be tough to get a really strong rally moving and us to bridge the gap competitively in those regions. But I think our traditional demanders are still there for us.
Hub says the U.S. continues to enjoy strong relationships with its traditional wheat customers, particularly in the Western Hemisphere. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.